Blog Talk Radio.
Be magnified. Once again, the Creator has turned. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, another week, bringing to you His great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for once again giving us this opportunity to bring to you his great, holy, sanctified, exalted, and pure words. Tonight we will begin speaking on a very important subject, and you will see how important it is. And this subject that we will be speaking on is called understanding love. Our people use this word frequently, the word love. However, but do they understand this word? And you're going to find understanding this word is essential to everyday life. And this is what you're going to find concerning this word. That the unity that many of our people desire and talk about cannot happen without this word love. The failed marriages in our community cannot happen without this word, love. There is no relationship, oneness with the Most High without this word, love. And every good thing that you might desire, you must have love for it. The word for love comes from the Hebrew word ohib or ohav. This word is very difficult to define. And the reason why it is difficult to define, because this is a word that is comprised of many things. And particularly, I will point out 7 essential things that one must develop to develop the proper type of love that you will want to see. This is what the Creator mean. He said, walk before me and be thou perfect. That's what he told Abram. And Yahweh desired one to be very complete with him. The Creator lets us know even in his law. And watch what it says in his law. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. I tell people oftenly that our people only think they know things. They think they're doing right, but really they don't have a clue. And Yahweh said he will make the crooked things straight. And because he's going to do that, and there's a lot of crooked things, my brothers and sisters, a lot. A lot of things have to be straightened out. He said he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake, So he will magnify the low and make it honorable. And the lows must be made honorable. And the only way to make the low honorable, things must be magnified. And this is why Yahweh has prophesied that knowledge shall increase. But for some strange reason, our people think they already have knowledge. And they think they already know. And they really don't know what they think they know. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, 10th chapter, the 13th verse. This is a law. This is a commandment. And watch what it says in the 13th verse. Thou shalt be perfect with Yahweh your Elohim. And why isn't people trying to be perfect? If that's a law, if that's a commandment, that we're supposed to be perfect with him, then that could only mean that we must understand the very laws, the very commandments, the very statutes and judgments that Yahweh has set before us. And I'm going to show you that our people couldn't possibly understand these laws, commandments, statutes, and judgment. And why? Because we have too many marriages failing in our community. Why? Because we have too many brothers not just disunified with one another. When Yahweh is looking for unity, but just the opposite. Our brothers are hating one another. And how is hating one another being perfect with Yahweh? Well, I'm here to tell you it is not being perfect with Yahweh. So we're talking about understanding love. Why is our people, are our people hating one another because we're in captivity? Is that why you hate one another? Do you hate one another because you've been tricked, deceived, bamboozled? You would think it's common sense not to hate your own brother, but undoubtedly it's not common sense. And you're going to have to ask yourself, is this love that I'm demonstrating, or is it hate? And the only way to know, you got to search out and seek what this thing means. And I'm going to show you that this is at the root of many of our problems in our community. And watch what this says. I just want to show you a few scriptures. One is in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. This also is a law. And watch what this law says. Leviticus 19, verse 17 and 18. It says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any way or any wise rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin upon him. You shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh. Here, Yahweh gets straight to the point of how we to deal with one another. And it's simple. It's easy. You love one another. You love one another. And Yahweh going to show you how to do this thing. Furthermore, our brother, how are we going to unify? What are we going to unify over? How do we unify with one another? Watch what the Creator says in the book of Psalm 133. Understanding love. And right now, I'm just giving you an introduction on how essential love is. We say it all the time, but do we understand what we're saying? And do we even understand what we call ourselves doing? In Psalms 133 and 1, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It says this thing is pleasant, this thing is good for brethren to dwell together in unity. But little do people know the word ahav mean unity. That's one of the words that it means. And that's the Hebrew word for love. So to not be unified, demonstrating the opposite of love, is demonstrating hate. Unity is essential and unity, the essence of what love is all about. That's why it's so pleasant and good. And furthermore, let's look at another law. Again, this is just the introduction. And I'm going to get right to the seven things that you got to know. That way, you can take the time to analyze yourself. Analyze what you're doing. Analyze what Yahweh is looking for you to have. Oftentimes, we want to love the way we want to love, and we want to do the things we want to do, and we want to pleasure the way we want to pleasure, and it's nothing about Yah. It's all about us. But every word of Yahweh is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. We must learn that Yahweh and his words are pure. And if we indeed desire to be pure, we must follow those words. Watch what it says in Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the very first verse. People ask me this all the time. When a man has taken a wife, as many do, because we live in a society now that this means nothing, because they will ignore this advice, this commandment, this judgment, this statute. They will ignore this altogether. Now it should remain when a man has taken a man or a woman. Because now people marry men, marry men, women marry women. And this makes no kind of sense to today's philosophy. Total sense to me. And watch what it says. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her. Then let him write her a bill of divorce, give it into her hand, and send her out of his house. And what is this saying? See, some books don't even say, and it comes to pass that she finds no favor. Some say delight. And this is what you're going to find. Whether it's a favor or whether it's a delight, they both are love. They both demonstrate love, and they both are essential to love. And you're going to understand love. Now we're going to get right into what this love is all about. As I stated before, it's hard to define the word love because it's comprised of different things. And I'm going to show you the seven things that this one word is comprised of. Now, how do I know it's comprised of many different things? Because this is how Yahweh word is. This in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. I want you to see what I'm telling you is the truth. And watch this. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to show you the number one thing that one must have to have love. Right before I show you that, I want to show you how this is, you just can't define no love one way. Watch what it says in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. And now, Yisrael, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of you? Fear Yahweh, your Elohim. That's number one that Yahweh wants you to do. He wants you to fear him. That's number one. Number two, to walk in all his ways. And let me tell you, when you start studying the fear of Yahweh, you're going to see that in of itself is multiple things. Then you start studying to walk in all his ways. That's multiple things. That's not just one thing. And watch the third thing that Yahweh require of you. And it says to love him. Why? Because to love anything, I'm going to show you what must be demonstrated. And there is no joining unto Yahweh without love. There's no covenant with Yahweh without love. There's no marriage to Yahweh without love. And I'm going to show you that. Then you're going to understand how essential this thing is. And watch this, Deuteronomy 7, since we're in Deuteronomy. The 7th verse. Let's start at the 6th verse. Deuteronomy 7:6, for you are holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim. And Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. And watch the 7th verse. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people, because Yahweh loved you, and because he will keep the oath which he has sworn to your fathers. Has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt? That's what Yahweh did. For love, there is no bond, there's no covenant, there's no marriage without love. Then how could there be unity without love? How can you be one without love? How can brothers get together without love? And marriages thrive without love? So number one, let me show you the thing that one must have in order to have love. And let me tell you the word that you need. And it's called delight. If there is no delight, of course you're going to get divorced. If there's no delight, of course you're not going to be unified. This is the number one thing that you must have in order for you to have love. There must be delight present. And let me show you what I'm talking about. Go to the book of Genesis. Let's start there. Genesis 27. In the book of Genesis 27. And all you have to do is ask yourself, when you treat it strange or you're treating somebody strange, then all you got to ask is, where's the delight? Watch what it says, Genesis 27. And I'm going to read the first verse. Watch what it says. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his oldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray you, your weapons, your quiver, your bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savior meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. And what was this meat that he loved so much? How did he love it so much? Because this was something he delighted in. Because you can't love something unless you delight in that thing. And when you don't delight in it, it's going to show, it's going to demonstrate that you don't love it. That's what it's going to demonstrate. This is something he loved. And I'm going to prove to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is the number one thing that one must have in order for them to love. And this is the number one thing that one must understand. You must have delight in the thing that you say you love. And if you don't, then we know you're not telling the truth. For example, in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, turn there. Numbers 14. What are we discussing? Understanding love. And why? Little do people know, this is one are the essential reasons why we're not a unified people today. We're not a unified community today. Our marriages are broken and fallen and failing. We have no strong relationships with our children because we don't understand love. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. The first verse. I want you to understand this thing. Watch what it says. Numbers 14:1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moshe and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, would Elohim that we had died in the land of Egypt, or wish Elohim we were had died in this wilderness? And why has Yahweh brought us up to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. In other words, no fear of Yahweh, no love of Yahweh at all. And watch what happens. Then Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, now watch what they said. The land which we passed through to search it, it is an exceedingly good land. If Yahweh delights in us, in other words, if Yahweh loves us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense has departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not. In other words, they told them the truth. But look how the people responded to them. But all the congregation said, stone them with stones. And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And Caleb and Joshua told the truth. If Yahweh delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey, because this is what he will do if he delight in you. Yahweh said he don't even have pleasure in the death of the wicked. So you can only imagine how Yahweh would delight or love someone that trusts, fear, and delight in him. And delight is number one. That's number one. This is how I know. This is how we can tell. This is how we can discern. Yahweh said in the last days, we will be able to discern between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And this is how I'm able to discern those who serve Yahweh, by this one word called love. And let me show you. Watch this in the book of Psalms. People talking about they love, and they don't even know what the word means. They don't know what the word comprised of, what it's comprised of. They just talk it. And I'm going to show you how people talk love. They talk it. The scriptures will let you know they talking. And I'm going to show you what they really saying and what they really talking about or what they really doing. Watch this. In the book of Song, when we're talking about the understanding of love, and we're on the very first thing you got to have, and that's delight. Watch this. In the book of Songs 1, the very first verse is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. And watch what the second verse says. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Now, how can you love Yahweh's laws and not delight in them? To delight in the law of Yahweh is to love his law and his words. This is how I know when somebody said you don't have to keep the law, they don't love Yahweh's law. How is that delighting in the law and you saying we can't even keep it? And you say, well, why can't we keep Yahweh's law? Because you're in another man's land, because you're in captivity, because you polluted and you defiled, so you can't keep the law. In what sense does it make for anybody to delight in something they can't take hold to? I can't even take hold to this, so why get my emotions and feelings caught up in this thing and I can't even delight in it? Because I can't do it, keep it anyway. And this is why you see these ambassadors of hell snatching souls from Yahweh. Because they telling the people not to delight in the law of Yahweh. And of course, many other people don't. Because if you delight in it, you're going to meditate in it day and night. And if you're not meditating in it day and night, it's only because you might like it. You might be cool with it. But do you love it? You got to ask yourself that. And not only the law, watch what the Creator lets us know in the book in Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Understanding love. The first thing you have to ask yourself, do you delight in this thing? And I found, and it's not easy to hard to understand, that some people love ice cream more than they love Yahweh. Because they will delight in that thing they eating, just like our people when they was in the wilderness. They would rather go back to Egypt and eat some garlic and onions and some flesh rather than be in the wilderness in the desert with Yahweh. That's what they love more than Yahweh. And today our people are loving things more than they love Yahweh. More than they love one another. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Isaiah 58. The 13th verse. If you turn away your foot from the Shabbat, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. Why you call it a delight? Because that's something you're supposed to love. Holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways. nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then shall you love yourself in Yahweh. In other words, then you're going to delight yourself in Yahweh. But we got brothers and sisters talking about you can't even keep the Sabbath day. We got brothers and sisters ain't even interested in coming and participating in a holy convocation. We got brothers and sisters who think it's evil to be around Israel. But yet, they don't even know what love is. They talk about the family members. They talk about Israel. They talk about everything. In other words, what they're demonstrating is not love at all. They're demonstrating hate. They hate their people, they hate their family, and they hate themselves. And they definitely hate Yahweh and his word. For Yahweh said, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And that don't sound like love to me. And you scorning and talking about people and hating on people. Love is essential. Deuteronomy 21, watch this, another law, another law. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 21, and I'm going to start reading that verse 10. And we're talking about understanding love, and I'm letting you know, proven to you, that you must. The first thing, the number one thing, you got to have delight. There is no love without delight. I don't care if it's the venison you love, the ice cream you love, the clothes that you love, the children that you say you love. You're going to delight in them. Where is the delight? Can you imagine taking a big piece of steak that you love and just throw it in the trash? That ain't what you do. Leave it all out all night, let it spoil. That ain't what you do to something you love. Watch what it says in Deuteronomy 21, the 10th verse. When you go forth to war against your enemies, and Yahweh your Elohim has delivered them into your hands, and you have taken them captive, and see among the captives a beautiful woman, and have a desire unto her, that you will have her to your wife. Then you shall bring her home to your house, and she shall shave her head and pare her nails, and she shall put the clothing of her captivity from off her, shall remain in your house, bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that, you shall go in to her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. And watch this 14th verse. And it shall be, if you have no delight in her, then you shall let her go where she will. In other words, what is delight if you had no delight in her? In other words, you can't love this woman. Because loving a woman is not just having sex with her. That's what I think. We call that making love. And that's just intercourse. The scriptures call it intercourse. And today's term, they call it sex. But where's the love? There's only love is when you delight in her. But if there is no delight, what sense of keeping her around, because you don't love her? And if you don't love her and you don't delight in her, you know what's going to happen. She's not going to be treated good because you don't have no delight in her. Because delight is essential for love. It's essential. It is the number one thing that you have to have, because that delight, it starts the ball rolling. It starts the unity that one must have. You delight in this thing. You're not going to keep no law if you delight in it. You're not going to keep the Sabbath day if you don't call it a delight. And you're not going to have a long, successful, prosperous marriage without delight. And make no mistake about it. If you don't delight in Yahweh, you're not going to be joined unto him. And that's just the bottom line. And you must understand love. Either you're going to delight in this thing or not. In the last scripture, I want you to see, because I can show you many. Even in the last days, let me show you one of the signs. Of Yahweh's messenger. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter. A lot of people ask me, well, what is a sign? What is the sign? How are we going to know Yahweh's messenger, whom Yahweh returned? Well, let me show you the sign so you can see for yourself. The very first verse of Malachi, the third chapter. And watch what it says. Behold, I will send my messenger. Who is that? Yahweh. And he shall prepare the way before me. And who is that? And the master whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says Yahweh of hosts. Who is this whom you delight in? Who is this whom you supposed to love? Because why would Yahweh send somebody that you're supposed to follow, you're supposed to listen to, you're supposed to be united with, but he sends somebody you hate? Now, do that make sense? No. The one that Yahweh will send, you will love. You will delight in. Now, that's not everybody. That's just talking about the righteous. That's just talking about the remnant. That's just talking about and speaking about those that serveth Elohim, not those who serveth him not, but you'll be able to discern between one and the other. And I'm able to discern because I know to understand love, you must delight in that thing. Number two, is just as important. You must have the ability that most people don't have, and that is to listen. That is to hear. How are you going to love somebody and you won't even listen to them? You don't even hear them. And once again, people think they listen and they think they hear. And a lot of people have these things out of order altogether. Altogether. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms. Psalms 116. Some people want you to listen to them, but they ain't saying nothing. And then some people saying a lot, and nobody's hearing them. But the first thing, you got to delight. And if you delight in something, you wouldn't listen to it. You wouldn't hear. Well, Yahweh will. Watch what it says, Psalms 116, which is number 2, the very first verse. Watch what it says. I love Yahweh. Why you love Yahweh? Because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Because that's how important, essential, and powerful listening is, hearing is. It is the second thing one must understand and love. Watch this. To show you I'm telling you the truth, watch this. Proverbs, the 8th chapter. The first verse. Does not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice? In other words, wisdom and understanding, they're just crying out to you. They're trying to talk to you. They're speaking loud. But you're not even listening. You're not even hearing. You say you are. Well, prove it. Listen and hearken and hear wisdom. Watch what wisdom says. She stands in the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the past. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. This is where she's crying at. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear. For I will speak of excellent things. Opening of my lips shall be right things. When are you going to listen? Here it is. You're talking about the brothers don't listen to you. You're talking about your husband don't listen to you. You're talking about your wife don't listen to you. You're talking about your children don't listen to you. But maybe it's you that don't listen. And you're not even listening to wisdom. Nor are you hearkening to the supplication or the cry of understanding. Watch what it says. Thou shalt speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing for the perverse in thee. Nothing. This is what wisdom is saying. Now, why is wisdom so insisting on you to listen, on you to hear? Well, let me tell you why. In the 17th verse. It says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me earnestly, which means sincerely, shall find me. That's why. You don't really understand what listening and hearing is all about. And this is something that we don't want to do, and we have not come to the understanding that this is an essential part of love. Number one, you must delight in this thing. But number two, you got to learn how to listen. Look what Yahweh said about listening. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, watch what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse, look what Yahweh say here. Shema, Yisrael, we say this all the time. But are we hearing actually what we're saying? Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah God. And watch what it says. And you shall love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. What? The love of Yahweh has got to be in your heart. But you got to hear it. You got to listen to it. Listen to what? His words. How are you going to love Yahweh and you refuse to listen to his words? Yahweh's words is pleasant, pure, holy, beautiful. And you don't even want to hear the word of Yahweh. Who don't want to hear Yahweh's word? Somebody who don't love him. And all through the scriptures, Yahweh say, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. And people don't even know why. Because that's an essential part. Understanding love. Your ability to listen. Watch what happened to Jonah. Love this story in the book of Jonah. Show you what happened to him. Book of Jonah, the 2nd chapter. And as many of you all know, Jonah flee from Yahweh. In other words, he wasn't showing Yahweh that he loved him. Went down into the sea. And Yahweh prepared a whale to swallow him. And this is what happened in the book of Jonah, the 2nd chapter, the very first verse. And Jonah prayed unto Yahweh his Elohim out of the fish belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto Yahweh. And that's when most people start, when they afflicted, then that's when you, now I got your attention. Now you're going to listen to me. And watch what it says. I cry by reason of my affliction unto Yahweh. And he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I. And you heard my voice. This was beautiful to Jonah because here it is. He know no man couldn't hear him. So it wasn't no sense for him to call on a man. He knew nobody could not. They didn't know where he was. They couldn't even, let alone hear him, they couldn't even see him. because he was in the belly of the fish. And by reason of his affliction, Yahweh heard him. What was Yahweh doing? Loving him, demonstrating love, showing him love. And we know Yahweh loved him because he delivered him. Because when you are truly listening and you truly hear, the one that you delight in, you will love them. That's what you will show them. How hard is it to show somebody love that you already love? You delight in them, so you're going to hear them. And both of them, delight and listening, hearing, is a central part of love. Why do you think wisdom and understanding cry to you? One more scripture about this. In the book of Genesis 29, another scripture I love. In the book of Genesis 29, the 31st verse. Story of Jacob, our father, and our mother Leah. 31st verse. When Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he told her to cuss him out. No, he didn't tell her to cuss him out because she was hated. She told him to leave him. He didn't tell her to leave Jacob. She told him to stop following his commandments and don't follow the things he say in this house and don't do what he say and stop cooking him breakfast and don't share your bed with him. Things that people say today. But that's not what Yahweh said. Watch what Yahweh said. And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, because our people today, they don't think Yahweh see nothing. He opened her womb. But Raquel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son. And she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely, certainly, as a matter of fact and truth, Yahweh has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Now, how could she get all that out of the fact that she was being afflicted? What a difference between her and many of our people today, the majority of our people today, she knew a blessing from Yahweh, and our people don't. She knew when Yahweh opened up her womb that Yahweh was doing this so that Jacob can love her. She understood this. And here it is. Our people today, they don't know the blessings of Yahweh. Therefore, when something even good is happening, they will never see it. And they will just complain and whine, don't appreciate, never even seen. Now, my husband will love me. They won't even see it. Because part of love. course, you don't have no relationship with Yahweh, you're not going to understand love anyway, as many of our people don't. And watch number three. Number one, you got to delight in that thing you say you love. If you don't delight in it, there is no love in it. You got to be willing and able to hear and listen. Shema Yisrael, how are you going to delight in something and you won't even pay it no attention? You won't even acknowledge it. You won't even hear it. But watch number three. And we just read Leah's story. I'm going to just keep reading. Watch this. Watch what happened when she had her third son in the 34th verse. And she conceived again, bore a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi, because Levi represents one who will bring you to Yahweh, who will join you to Yahweh. That's what Levi represents. And Levi joined Leah to her husband. Just like Levi is joining many people with Yahweh today and Yahweh in the past. They were our priests. These were our teachers. And there is no joining unto Yahweh without love. And let me show you that. Because that's number three. And the only way you can be joined to Yahweh, your heart had to be knitted with him. Your heart had to be one with him. Your heart had to love Yahweh. Watch this. In the book of Judges 16. Judges 16. Understanding love, this is what we're talking about. You can do all that talking, but love is about action. In the book of Judges 16, people are going around talking, why Israel ain't together? Why Israel ain't this? Why Israel ain't that? Because you don't love Israel. People talking about you don't have to keep the law, you don't have to keep the Sabbath, but then they say they love Yahweh. Just talk. That's all it is. Watch this. Judges 16. And here it is, couples talking about they love one another. Watch what this is. Judges 16. I'm going to start at the 15th verse. This is woman named Delilah, who Samson loved very much, asked his parents, man, take me to this woman, and that's the woman I want. And they was like, you don't want that woman? He said, that's the woman I want. And they got him the woman he wanted. And this was the woman he wanted, this is what she said to him in the 15th verse. Judges 16 and 15. And she said to him, how can you say, I love you? You keep telling me that you love me. You did everything to be with me. And you say, I love you. And she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these three times and have not told me wherein your great strength lies. And that's a very important question. How are you going to love something in your heart that's not with that person? And you might have every reason why your heart is not with that person. And many people's heart is not with the people they're with. And all they have to do is find out why. Why your heart ain't with me? What did I do wrong? What am I doing wrong? But nobody want to know that. Nobody really want to know the truth. Nobody want to listen and hear the very thing that will break through the cycles and the repetitiveness of the broken marriages, brotherhood, and disunity. You got to understand love. How can you say you love in your heart is somewhere else? And Yahweh feels the same way. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 29. My goodness, if you're not delighting in this thing, don't tell me you love it. If you're not willing to listen and hear the thing you say you love, then you just don't love it then. And not just hear like hear. I'm talking about hear like in hearken. But what's the third thing? You got to have love in your heart. Your heart had to be knitted with the thing that you say you love. In the book of Isaiah 29, the 9th verse, stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. And this is talking about, you're going to see who it's talking about. For Yahweh has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep. And I may add, we're going to be talking about spirits. And I want you to understand what spirits is all about. That's coming next. After we deal with understanding love. Close your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers he has covered. And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I am not learned. So what is this saying? What do that mean? Well, let me show you what it means. Therefore, Yahweh said, for as much as these people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips honor me, praise Yah, praise the mighty Yah. Y'all know how they do it. But have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. Don't get caught up in the words of people. They just talking, but their heart is not with Yahweh. They just talking, but their heart is not with you. And if your heart is not knitted with the thing you say you love. All your honor, all your lip service is in vain. It don't mean nothing. Because love, it comes from the heart. It must be in the heart. It must come from inside. Because when it's there in your heart, this allows you to join yourself unto Yahweh. This allows your relationship to be joined and knitted together. But you must understand love. Watch what Yahweh said in Isaiah 56. This is a scripture that most people never understand. They don't even understand this. They don't understand who this is, what this is, why this is. They don't understand how this scripture would even manifest itself. And watch what it says in Isaiah 56. The first verse, thus says Yahweh, keep you judgment, do justice, for my salvation is near to come, my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that do this, the son of man that lays hold on it, that keep the Sabbath from polluting it, his hand from doing how much evil? Any evil. And watch what this is, because this is the part I want you to get and understand. Neither let the son of the stranger. Well, who's the son of the stranger? It's going to tell you. That has joined himself to Yahweh. Speak saying, Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus says Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than other sons and other daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of strangers that join themselves to Yahweh. And watch what it says. To serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants. Everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and takes hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. In other words, what is this saying? This is letting me know no one is coming to Yahweh. No one can join themselves unto Yahweh unless they love Yahweh. And the only way, and the way that we know you love Yahweh, is that you join yourself unto him. And I see many relationships today, many. I see them breaking up with their husbands and breaking up with Yahweh at the same time. I see many breaking up with their wives and breaking up with Yahweh at the same time. And I see many of them breaking up with Israel and breaking up with Yahweh at the same time. Because if you don't love what Yahweh loves, then why would Yahweh love you? The way your heart is knitted is you got to love that thing in your heart. And only then can you be joined with the thing you say you love. You had to be knitted in your heart. So number one, understanding love. You have to delight in this thing. We got to see some delight. How you show you what Yahweh delighted in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Real quick, show you this. How many? Show you what Yahweh loves. Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. The 24th verse. Let's start at 23. Thus says Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glories glory in this, that he understands and knows that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says Yahweh. In other words, in these things I love, says Yahweh. And you can't have this love without delight. You cannot have this love without hearkening. Nor can you have this love without your heart joining and being knitted to the thing that you say you love. When Leah seen that she was hated, when Leah heard that she was hated, she didn't hate that thing. She trusted in Yahweh. She believed in Yahweh. And she let Yahweh fight her battle. Which brings me to the fourth thing. And I'm not going to have an opportunity to get into all the scriptures of the fourth thing, but I'll bring it back tomorrow. But I still want to show you this. The fourth thing that one must execute, demonstrate, and show to understand love is they have to hate evil. They have to hate evil. And our people love evil. But you got to hate evil. Watch what the Creator says about evil. I just want you to see this. It's in the book of Psalms 97. In the book of Psalms 97, the 10th verse, it says, you that love Yahweh, hate evil. That's the only way to love Yahweh. This is the only way to love your husband and your husband to love you. You got to hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. You got to hate evil to love, to have proper love, to have good love. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 31. Watch what it says. Proverbs 31. We're talking about understanding love. And we're on the fourth thing. And you got to hate evil. You got to be able to separate the good from the evil. And this something our people don't, they think that they love him, but they hate him. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 31. Starting at the 10th verse. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, that he shall have no need of spoil. Watch this 12th verse. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And why? Because she loves him. Why? Because to love Yahweh is to hate evil. So how's she going to do her husband evil? And she loves Yahweh. And if she loves Yahweh, she should love her husband. And I know a lot of people don't get this. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 10th chapter. And I heard all the rationalization. I heard all the false understanding and the errors and the misbeliefs that people say about love. Watch this. The fourth thing, you got to hate evil. Proverbs, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. Watch what it says. Hatred stirs up strife. I tell you, this is all about hate. People just starting stuff. Every word coming out of their mouth, they already know it's starting something. Hatred stirs up strife. But watch the next thing. But love covers all sins. My goodness. If you want to show that you're not a hater, then just cover that sin. Cover it up. Don't worry about it. Let Yahweh deal with it. But no, not a hater. A hater got to stir up strife. And a hater don't show that they love Yahweh, nor do they show that they love in relationships. You're a hater. And watch what this says. And I know we're a little bit past time, but I got to show you these last things. And watch what it says. Book of Proverbs, the 17th chapter. Then our people wonder why we're in a pitiful condition that we're in. Well, this is why. You don't hate evil. You just hate. You love evil. In the book of Proverbs, the 17th chapter, watch what this says. He that covers a transgression, and we know what a transgression is. That's a sin. The 9th verse, Proverbs 17:9. He that covers a transgression seeks love. But he that repeats a matter separates close friends. In other words, all you are is a talebearer. All you are is a scorner. All you are is someone that stirs up strife, a hater. But someone that covers transgressions, they seek love. This is how you love. A virtuous woman would not do evil all the days of her life to her husband. And the last scripture I want you to see is in the 9th chapter of Proverbs, Proverbs 9. And of course, we will finish with 5, 6, and 7 tomorrow. Understanding love, that's what we're talking about. And it says in the book of Proverbs 9, and people want to know why we're not united. People want to know why marriages are failing in our community. People want to know why we so rebellious. It says in Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 8th verse, reprove not a scorner, lest he hates you. Everybody want to talk to people that, what you want to meet with a scorner for? I get scorners and all kind of scorners texting me, trying to call me, trying to talk to me. What I got to talk to them for? It says, rebuke a wise man and he will love you. A wise man, he listens to wisdom. A wise man loves wisdom. A wise man listens to wisdom. His ears is open to wisdom. But not a fool. Not a hater. Someone that hate evil. No, they not. Their ears is not open to no wisdom. At all. Did not we just read to you about how wisdom crying to you and understanding make your supplication unto you, and they all in the streets and at the doors calling out to the sons of men? But you're not listening to this wisdom. And if you're not listening to this wisdom, then how can you be corrected? And the only reason you're not listening is because you don't want to be corrected. But the wise, rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. So, in truth, in sincerity of heart, Yahweh love you, and so do I.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Seventh seed.